You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
State of the States with U.S. correspondent Jason Leopold.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, where to begin?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Pearl. How are you?
Good. How are you this week?
Oh, it's a little crazy, as you can imagine. It's, you know, there's no shortage of news.
Yeah, that's happening.
So.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to start off with is Michael Flynn's resignation. What can you tell me about this? Because I'm assuming there's still a lot of questions that haven't been answered about what happened.
It's really hard to tell exactly what happened. And what I mean by that is that what ultimately led to it? Was it the fact that Michael Flynn apparently had contacts with Russia, with perhaps, you know, other figures in Russia? I mean, what we know is that he spoke to, the ambassador to Russia. Or was it the fact that Michael Flynn lied to Vice President Michael Pence and other people? What we do know, at least from some of the reporting that's come out, and you have to remember that that reporting is reliant on anonymous sources. But what we have learned is that the acting Attorney General, Sally Yates, okay, she was the one that was fired by the Trump administration for not upholding or not essentially agreeing to, you know, this ban, what we refer to as a Muslim ban. But she had told several people in the White House at the highest levels that Michael Flynn had spoken to Russia and this Russian ambassador, that he discussed sanctions, that he was not being truthful, and that he may be vulnerable to blackmail. In addition to what we've learned, is that the FBI questioned Michael Flynn, and it's unclear, you know, what happened in those conversations. Additionally, we know that the wiretap transcripts of his phone calls with this Russian ambassador kind of lays bare, obviously, what they spoke about. And his explanation about what they spoke about is not supported by the transcript of this call. The latest breaking news is that his security clearance has been suspended pending review. That's a real serious issue for someone like Michael Flynn, okay, someone who has worked in the intelligence world and is part of the intelligence community. Not having a security clearance is essentially like not being able to get a job. So that's really, really serious. And it underscores that, there is clearly a bigger investigation here. All of that, by the way, comes with the fact that Donald Trump has only been president for about 3 weeks. And that is not even, Pearl, we're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah,
what has, you know, been unfolding in this administration.
Definitely. And I mean, what I wanted to also mention was that it came out, well, yesterday evening our time, that Trump campaign aides had repeated contact, as even so more than usual contact with Russia. What can you tell me about this? What's sort of the reaction been?
Yeah, I mean, that's again, clearly there's a lot of leaks. And I think I've mentioned to you before that there is simply no loyalty to Donald Trump. There's no loyalty to him. There's no loyalty, you know, to this administration. He also, started a war, so to speak, with the intelligence community very early on by comparing them to Nazis. That obviously did not sit well with the intelligence community. What we know about this report, or at least what's being claimed, is that his campaign ads had numerous contact with, allegedly, with Russian intelligence figures. The substance of those conversations, not yet known. What we've heard is that there was nothing, it was ambiguous enough that it did not rise to the level of, any sort of treasonous, discussion, at least from what we've understood. Mm-hmm. What's really kind of notable about this, and let's use the New York Times as an example, this story that you're mentioning, this news that broke in the New York Times, go back to before the election, okay? And before the election, the New York Times ran a story in which the FBI, quoting anonymous sources, but it was the FBI finds no clear links between, Russia and the Trump campaign and even discussions. So here we have now a completely different FBI story. And this story that broke last night does show that these discussions took place, prior to the election. So, I think as a whole, when you look at this, one thing that you can be sure of is this isn't going away. This is going to probably dominate much of Donald Trump's, if not his tenure in office, certainly his first year in office. And, Congress is conducting their own separate investigations into this. So it's going to be really difficult for Donald Trump to essentially get away from this, to turn this into yesterday's news, because then the revelations continue to surface day after day. And his only sort of means of responding to this in the way that he wants to is taking to Twitter and excoriating, the New York Times or the Washington Post, and talking about these classified leaks. But it's just so clear he is he does not have any control over what's taking place.
Yeah, and I mean, are you sort of, as a journalist, are you guys sort of expecting constant leaks to be happening throughout the rest of his presidency, or do you think they're going to ease off at some point?
No, I think it'll happen. I think it'll continue to happen. I mean, it's very interesting watching, or thinking back to the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of loyalty to President Obama, and that loyalty extended to the civil servants and other people at, officials at these other agencies. That's not really the case with Donald Trump. When you see this level of the level of leaks that are taking place, it's an indicator that the president is one, not respected. I think there may be some argument that we can make that there's a fear that if these things are not leaked, that any investigation that's taking place, Trump could kill that investigation. So there is a hope that by continuing to broadcast and to publicize these details, that it would make it much harder for Donald Trump's administration to kill any investigation.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just one thing I also wanted to touch on, lastly, so the new U.S. Defense Secretary has told NATO members that Washington will moderate its commitment if they don't increase their spending on defense. I mean, what can you tell me about this? Because as I understand, Trump is not a fan of NATO, is he? Or doesn't understand what it is?
That's true, and he certainly made that clear on the campaign. But he also said that the U.S., Donald Trump, if there's, I'm not saying that, analyzing, his policies here, I'll say this, that and he's come into office and he's actually tried to make good on the promises, and it's been a disaster, but he's implemented them one way or another. And this is part of his, promise that other nations, other countries would carry, a greater burden, particularly when it comes to spending. And so you know, on the one hand, you know, he was wishy-washy in terms of where, you know, his support for NATO. One day he'd say he supports NATO and he thinks it's a, you know, it's important, and another day he would, you know, sing a different tune. Ultimately, the, you know, what was the common thread throughout his statements has been the spending that, you know, the U.S. U.S. spending, and saying that countries like Germany and the U.K. need to, you know, spend more.
Yeah, well, that's all we have time for this week. Jason, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Mutual, take care.
Cheers, thanks.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
Ay-ay-ay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.